Hello and welcome to Her Ambitious Career, the success podcast for corporate women who want more from their lives and careers. Each week, we share career and leadership strategies to help you set stretching goals, own your value, build visibility and credibility, gain recognition, get paid, and confidently take your career to that next level. Whatever your ambition, let's do this thing. Now, here's your host and career success expert, Rebecca Allen.
Ladies, welcome on in. I am coming to you today, this Tuesday, with a gorgeous cappuccino in my hand. I do love a cappuccino. I don't know what kind of coffee you love, but I am definitely a cappuccino girl. It's the froth. I just love the froth. I love a bit of chocolate on the top. It makes me really, really happy. It's wonderful to have things, I think, small things in life that make you happy because then you're easily pleased. But I do love a cappuccino and I'm enjoying one right now. So if you've got a coffee too, I'm chinking my glass virtually with you right now so that we can share our coffee together. Now, today I am talking with you about actually more of a personal story around being underestimated. And this is something I know is a problem for some ladies who are listening to this as well. So hopefully it hits a chord. I would love to know if it does. Why don't you drop me an email if it does? You can email me on podcast@illuminategrowth.com.au. So do drop me an email, either to tell me what kind of coffee you love or to tell me about your own story of being underestimated. But today I'm talking about this idea of being underestimated because I would love you to understand how important it is to grasp and overcome the challenge of being underestimated and not allowing it to dictate your own terms, not allowing yourself to digest that feedback, if you like, as the truth, and not allowing that discrimination to impact you. I really want to help you get over these kinds of challenges, get over these kind of mindset blocks, because we all have them. And I thought by sharing my own story with you, it might help you connect with the story too and see how you may have been underestimated yourself in your life or in your career. So I'd like you to think perhaps about a moment where you felt underestimated by somebody, right? Did it happen maybe in one significant moment, or do you just feel like it keeps happening again and again and again? Maybe it's a pattern that you keep having. So I once had this conversation with somebody who was actually quite close to me. So it was kind of difficult to have this conversation with this person. And it was when I first started my business way back in 2007, right? And I explained my business plan to them. It was well thought through. I had really, really done a lot of work. It obviously wasn't foolproof. No plan is foolproof. But it was a really good start. And I was not going to get stuck down in the detail. I just really wanted to go. So I had done my due diligence and I had my plan. And that person listened to me. And they listened to everything that I explained. And then they said this thing to me. So how long are you going to give it? And I remember in that moment, I thought to myself, how long am I going to give it? Until what exactly? Until the business fails? Is that what you're basically saying to me? That's how I felt in that moment. And I felt really deflated because this person's opinion mattered to me. And I was kind of sitting there thinking, can't you see the vision? Can't you see this competitive analysis I've done? Can't you see that this is my differentiation and this is where I'm really passionate? Did I not explain that all of these areas are really, really important to me and I know I can make a difference? And I wish I had taken the time in that moment to have explained that stuff to that person. And I wish I'd sort of said to them that they were mistaken because I knew they were mistaken. And I wish I'd also told them that I have every single plan to succeed, but I didn't. But in that moment, I also hadn't realized, as I did later on, that the underestimation that they put on me was not about me at all. It was actually much more a reflection of their own lack of confidence to go and do something that I was envisaging, to go and do something like I was talking about, set up a business, do my own thing, you know, establish my own presence and my own brand and get clients. This person was quite overwhelmed by that idea, but I didn't realize that at the time. In that moment, I really wasn't sure how to reply. But you know what? I wasn't sad. I was really mad. I was so mad in myself. I didn't express it at all. I was just completely like poker faced. And until I realized why that person had underestimated me, that simple, maybe seemingly innocent question, how long are you going to give it, really spurred me on. Instead, it didn't knock my confidence. It did not dent my progress in any way. And in fact, I held it kind of close to me as a means to project myself forwards and to push myself forwards. Because, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, building a business is absolutely no walk in the park. Any business owner, anybody who sets up a new enterprise will tell you it's no easy feat, right? Stuff goes wrong. It's extremely long hours. It's a huge learning curve. In fact, it's a series of huge learning curves. You know, you make mistakes, sometimes really, really big ones. And of course, the projects that you plan for, however meticulously sometimes just do not pull off. So it's a hard world being a business owner. It's not easy. You know, you have a lot of setbacks. You have a lot of highs, but you have a lot of lows. And you have to be really, really thick-skinned. And you have to really love what you're doing to keep it going and to make it a success. And you know what? The thing that's really interesting is that sentence, that question that was posed to me, how long are you going to give it? I just swapped that round. I created my own reframe. And my own reframe was, how long am I going to give it until I succeed? And that was it. And I kept hearing this little kind of sentence in my mind. How long are you going to give it, Rebecca? Until I succeed. And it's become almost this hilarious thing in my mind around just keep doing it until it works. Just keep trying until it works. You're always going to have setbacks. You're always going to have problems. You're always going to have difficulties, whatever you're doing in life or in work. That's just a given. And I think when we make the mistake of assuming that it's all going to go well, that's when we set ourselves up to fail. You have to go in there with eyes wide open, knowing that not everything is going to go well, knowing that not everything is going to work. But you have to also remind yourself that it's not a reflection on you. It is a reflection on the series of steps you took to get that actual result. And all you have to do is keep trying something different until you do succeed. So how long are you going to give it? Until I succeed. Now, if you're somebody who knows you struggle with mindset challenges, belief issues, limiting beliefs, if you like, about your state of affairs, your capabilities, whether or not you're good enough, I would love to gift you a free resource. You can get this incredible workbook that I'm just giving away for free on my podcast, on this show right now. And it is called Overcoming Your Limiting Beliefs to Achieve Your True Potential. It's an incredible free workbook. It's 21 pages. I'm just giving it away for nothing. All you have to do to get your copy is go to rebeccasfreegift.com/mindset. And you will get that copy straight to your inbox. So today I am talking with you about what it means to be underestimated by other people and what your experience is with that. Remember, you can email me. I want to hear your kind of coffee, the coffee you like, but I also want to hear all about your story of where you were underestimated. That notion of wanting to prove to them that their judgment's actually wrong, but perhaps more importantly, is actually proving to yourself that you're capable, that you can do this, that you can make this happen, no matter what is thrown at you. So I'd love you to think today about a situation where you felt underestimated, maybe by a loved one, maybe by a boss. Perhaps it was by a friend or a family member. Perhaps these people didn't really notice your real talent. Perhaps they didn't think you would succeed. Perhaps they assumed you weren't capable. Maybe they doubted you. Maybe they didn't share the same dream as you. Maybe they made a judgment based on your gender or ability and how able they think you actually are. And it's really useful to work out which one of those reasons you think is behind their erroneous judgment. And it is an erroneous judgment. And you can ask yourself too, if you're contributing maybe to the underestimation, because sometimes we play small and we don't put ourselves out there enough, right? We assume all day long that people know what we're doing. We assume all day long that people are aware of our results. But do they know? So if they are underestimating you, ask yourself, have I done everything that I can to show them what I'm about and what I'm capable of and what I think here? Or am I just keeping that all to myself and just hoping that they know that? Because you might be doing yourself a disservice if you're not sharing the vision, if you're not sharing your passion. Have you given them every single chance to see how capable you are? Have you backed yourself with these people? So let's assume that they are aware. Let's assume you have done that step and they're still doubting you. They're still underestimating you. So let's talk a little bit about where that comes from. So in my example, I talked about the fear that this other person had to do what I was doing. I realized that much later, that they were judging me through their own lens. And people judge each other all day long, don't they? Through their own bias, through their own filters, from their own experience of life, and how they see themselves existing within it as well. So we judge people based on our own experience. We judge people on our own values all day long without really realizing that we're doing it. It's something that we do unconsciously. They might base their judgment based on what you look like, based on some bias, based on some erroneous decisions in their mind about what you're all about based on these things. Maybe based on what you do or don't say. That can happen, right? It's quite a common thing in a corporate environment to be judged by what you say, but also what you don't say. Maybe how able you are. Maybe how you lead. So think about how people filter the information, and they are looking for certain things based on their own filters and how they judge you based on those filters, what they filter out, if you like, of the conversation in their mind. It's like, you're all about this and you're not this other stuff. I don't see that in you, so it's not true. But that's basically a filter, right? Or a bias. And sometimes, you know, it might only take one observation or maybe even an imagined observation of one of your behaviors, one tiny little data point, one fleeting moment in time, how you did or didn't answer a question in a meeting, for example, for them to arrive at their erroneous conclusion. It might be this tiny data point that happens, a split second moment, and then they judge you. And when people underestimate you, they also limit you. They limit you. They label you. They might even write you off altogether based on their own bias, based on their own filters. And you've got to remember that people do that sometimes based on their own insecurities as well. If they're insecure in themselves, if they're not confident in themselves, they can 100% underestimate you too because they're underestimating themselves. Maybe you're doing something they would never dare to do. Maybe your dreams simply don't match up with their own views of what they believe is actually even possible. And I think it's really useful to identify where it's coming from, what's happening. And that's the first step always. So let's have a look at three different ways that you can start looking at this, challenging this kind of behavior, pattern, if you like, with yourself and somebody else, and decide how you want to change it to make it work better for you, make it work harder for you. Okay? So hopefully you're with me. Hopefully you're excited. Hopefully you're thinking, oh man, there's this situation I've had for years with this person who's underestimated me and I am over it. Okay, have that person in mind right now. Have that person in mind. Let's define first what it means to be underestimated. So being underestimated is about leaping to erroneous conclusions about you. So all or nothing kinds of statements based on your own filters, your own experience, your own insecurity, your own bias, your own beliefs. So take it from that person and think about what they've been through in their life and how they're filtering the information to come to the conclusion that they are coming to about you. Do they know enough about you, first and foremost? Have you given them everything that they need to see to understand where you're coming from and to build that credibility with those people? If you have, then how are they filtering the information when they look at you and when they experience you? Secondly, are they lacking the facts? Are they lacking a knowledge of your track record? Are they aware of the expertise that you have? Are they aware of the phenomenal experience that you have? You want to shift the You want to shift that bias, that filter that they're making, that decision, that conclusion, by showing them the opposite of what they're thinking. But more importantly, I think it's not just about showing them. It's also about showing you, like I mentioned earlier. It's about proving to yourself that you're capable, proving to yourself that you're ready for this opportunity, proving to yourself that you can do it. Just like in my example, how long am I going to give it until I succeed? I'm just going to keep going until I succeed. I'm not going to get caught down by negative experiences or mistakes that happen or things that push me back a step or two. I'm not going to let that affect me. I'm not going to let that affect me. I'm going to just keep going until I succeed. The third thing I really want you to think about is self-validation. We spend way too much time worrying about what everybody else is thinking or may not be thinking about us. Most of it's assumption. We have no idea what people are thinking. I want to get really, really good at self-validation. What does that mean? Recognize your own capability first and foremost. Recognize your own talent. Recognize your own passion. And replace that doubt with the belief that you're going to do something until you succeed. Because that is the only way to do it. There's no point in waiting for the disaster to happen and be broken by it or to be defined by it. It is inevitable that things are going to go wrong. Welcome it in. Accept that it's part of life and it's part of the growth journey. It's not all going to be plain sailing. It never is. And when you actually accept that, it's so freeing. It's so liberating to realize that you don't need to get everything perfect the first time around. To realize that those mistakes and those errors are actually part of the journey. They're actually part of what makes it exciting. That's really cool. That's a really cool place to get to. So I mentioned earlier the free workbook. I would love you to download my free workbook. It's such a useful tool. It's 21 pages of valuable exercises, activities to help you overcome any negative thinking that you're running right now about your capability and your possibilities in your life and in your career. Just go to rebeccasfreegift.com/mindset and you'll be able to download it straight away. It's called Overcome Your Limiting Beliefs to Achieve Your True Potential. I have absolutely loved talking about today and talking about underestimation because it's such a major part of growth mindset. And I really want you to start thinking about how you can get out of your own way and how you can stop worrying about what other people may be thinking about you or may not be thinking about you. Remember, a lot of it is assumption based. And I'll see you again next week.